My lover is a very techie guy. We recently got one of those remote control vibrators. And I didn't know that he made some adjustments to it. So this is what happened. We went out to dinner with three other couples to one of those Japanese steakhouses, you know, where the chef is in front of you and it's very entertaining and the food is wonderful and everybody was looking forward to it. I had recently misbehaved, so I knew that I had some punishment coming my way. But he was taking his time and letting my anticipation, wariness of the punishment build. So I didn't know if it was going to occur that night or some other time. Any case, he had me insert the vibrator before we went out to dinner. He frequently has me wear some sort of toy when we go out together. A plug or Benoit balls or these glass egg things. So tonight it was the new toy, the remote vibrator. And it was confusing because he didn't use it right away. I don't know if he was trying to make me forget that I had it in me, because that's what happened. So we're at the restaurant, we're eating. And then all of a sudden, one of the other women sort of does this little jump in her seat. So funny. And her eyes went to her date. And it was obvious that something was going on between them. We didn't really know what it was, but something. And that gave one of the other men an idea. And his date, she didn't jump in her chair. Her eyes just got really wide. And then it became obvious that something was going on with her. So then, of course, it was my turn. And I thought, well, maybe these other women had the remote vibrators in too. We hadn't talked about this. I mean, we had talked about toys, of course, and I think that they knew that I was getting one, but I don't think I had told them that I actually had obtained it, and I certainly didn't tell them that we were playing with them that evening. But in any case, all of a sudden, I started to feel the vibrations begin inside me. So, my lover has an amazing poker face, and he's been trying to teach me through positive and negative reinforcement to develop my own poker face, because usually my face shows absolutely everything that I think and feel. So I tried very, very hard not to be like the other women and betray that something was going on. And he was able to pretend that nothing was going on. The other two women, you could tell that they were definitely distracted by something going on. Their breathing was irregular and heavy, and there was some shifting around in their seats. And then the fourth woman, she must have had hers in as well. It was so amazing. She started. So all four of us had our little remote vibrators inside us with our dates having the remotes. And three of the women, it was extremely obvious. And with me, I hope it wasn't. Now, that's the coincidence. That's why I call this little story the coincidence, because we all had these inside ourselves. But the whole tech aspect came in to play next, because Gideon had done something with the remote, which somehow, I have no idea how this is possible, his remote began to override the other remotes. And clearly, the other men lost control of their women, that they were still feeling things, various vibrations, tempo, and intensity, but their dates weren't controlling them anymore. So the men were frowning and looking at their dates all confused, and one of them actually took his remote out of his pocket and just stared at it, confused. Obviously not a techie guy, because he just sort of hit it, like, you know, the old TVs, if you would hit them, if they were static, then all of a sudden it would work. Well, that was his solution, and of course it didn't work. So, the other men were getting, frankly, angry that their women were responding to something else. And Gideon, of course, had his poker face, so he was pretending like he had no idea what was going on, so they didn't suspect that it was him. I was doing my very best to maintain a poker face, so they were just sort of ignoring the two of us because we were in our own little normal world versus these other women that were obviously on the verge of having orgasms. So the other men looked around the restaurant trying to figure out what in the world was going on. Did someone have a phone or something that had done this? You know, how could this have happened? And what's amazing is, of course, so there was the one remote that was controlling, but he didn't have separate controls for each woman. So all four of us were feeling the exact same thing at the same time. So the men could see three of the women responding in a very similar way. So they knew what was going on. They just didn't know how. And then, of course, Gideon being Gideon, he just stopped. So everything went back to normal. No one had an orgasm. Everybody was just left unfulfilled. And the breathing of all the women returned to normal. And the dinner resumed. And you could see the other men looking very questioningly at the women. The women sort of shrugging at the men. They didn't know what was going on, but, you know, thank goodness it stopped. Nothing. You know, there had been no completion. But then, sure enough, it started again. And stopped again. And this went on for at least a half hour. This teasing of slow vibrations that were sort of gentle to these deep pulsing these vibrators were amazing. It was almost like having sex right there. It's just this, and they have this ability to just be very intense. So Gideon made it very irregular. The vibrations, you know, them being there at all, and then if they weren't, or... And then all the men were just, you know, of course, becoming increasingly angry. So Gideon decided he would go ahead and have us come. And he did. And the other three women reacted differently, as women do, in terms of breathing and the sounds they made and if their eyes were open or closed or if they frowned. Some women frown when they come. Other women don't. It's extremely individual. So all of us came. I think I wasn't able to successfully keep my poker face until the very end when all of us were coming. I know I gave a sign of it, so I think the other men did realize that all four of us had these vibrators in them. And then it was over. And we were recovering from our orgasms. Completing our dinner. Hugging goodbye to everyone. And no one was talking about what was going on. No one recognized the elephant in the room of who in the world had control of these orgasms. But when Gideon and I got back into the car and began to talk about it, I asked him, and at first he tried to pretend that he had no idea what I was talking about, but he had to eventually tell me, and both of us just started to laugh, imagining what the other couples were talking about in their cars, and how angry or understanding the other men would be of their women and the orgasms they had experienced, being under the control of a unknown stranger. And we wondered about the sex that would be occurring with the other couples, if it would be gentle sex or more almost revenge sex, as though there had been some infidelity in the room that the men were forced to actually witness the orgasms of their women being under the power of another man. And I wondered if the four couples would ever get together again, or if some of the other men would refuse to repeat the experience. I wouldn't blame them at all. So, that is my story about the coincidence that occurred recently.